Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, Mario.
Hello, Beer. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mario?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. Thank you so much for asking.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I see that you're out of Ontario.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I'm your neighbor. I work in Orange County, but I live in Rancho.
Okay, cool.
You know, so we're neighbors. Anyhow, Mr. Beer, I want to make this pretty forward and straight to the point. I don't want to take much of your time. You know, so I will provide what's included in the pricing. I think that you'll be quite, quite surprised with the pricing. People always think because it's Google, it's, you know, very expensive, and that's not the case. Now, when you say Terra Nova Engineering and Design, what exactly do you specialize in, Abir?
So our first, the first item of service we provide is structural engineering.
Okay.
Anything that is related to structural or engineering would be our bread and butter. And we also do some other stuff that doesn't have structural or engineering in it, for example, like foundation inspections, like structural inspection, roof repair, things like that. And also we do some architectural design on the side for residential projects only, like on a small scale. So we do ADUs and, basically offer the full permit set that you would require to build something in your house.
Gotcha. And then how are you getting your clients right now? You know, how are you guys collecting your customers?
Well, so far we've been, mostly based on references and word of mouth and, old clients. We basically started with taking over another business years ago. Things have been going okay, so we are not heavily dependent on this. But this is just something for us to explore, for the time being.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so this is what we have to offer, Abir. We're offering a position on the first page of Google as one of those top options when someone Googles anything that has to do with foundation, engineering planning, any of the services that you offer the public, those are going to be used as keywords.
Okay.
You know, when somebody goes on Google and they're looking for a plumber, they're not going to type in the company plumber's name. They'll put broken pipe or, anything that the services that people look for. So that's how we list the companies under the keywords. So we had a position on Google's first page that opened up for placement. Just so you know, the way that it works on Google, Abir, it's not like anybody can come any day and say, hey, guys, here you go. Put me on the first page. It does not work that way. You know, on the first page of Google, there's only about 8 to 10 slots, and there has to be an availability. The last time we had an open slot was about 6 months ago. So the reason that you're getting the call is because we had one of those positions become available a couple hours ago. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what we're offering is to put Terra Nova right alongside of the guys that are up here right now, Riverside Engineering, Caltech, Klingfelder, Ace Engineering, United, TKE, and LD King. Not sure if you heard of any of these guys before, Abir.
I did, yeah. A couple of them are very similar to what we do.
Okay. Well, these are the guys that, like you said, they do very similar work to you. The only difference from these companies, Abir, is, and what keeps them busy, it's not because their work is better than you, Abir. It's because when somebody goes on Google, these guys are the first options. Okay. So that's why people keep these guys busy. I promise that it's not because they're doing anything better than you are. So what we would do is put Terra Nova right alongside of your competitors. Okay.
Okay.
And when you're on the first page of Google, brother, I'm going to be honest with you, the cake is big enough to go around. You know?
Mm.
Why? Because there's so many people that go on Google, you know, to do their searches, thousands and thousands. So some people tell me, well, if I'm on the first page, you know, I know there's other companies. I said, look, when you're on the first page of Google, the cake is big enough for you to get a slice. And, you know, and all you want to do is capture a percentage. I mean, obviously, not every client that goes on Google is only going to call you a beer. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Totally.
Now, you have your own website already. Okay. And that's actually good because since we don't have to buy or create a domain for you, it allows us to adjust the monthly rate for you, just so you know that.
Okay.
Now, the other thing, are you advertising in any type of social media, Abir?
Not yet.
No. Okay. The reason that I'm asking this question is because Google works directly with Meta. Meta is who runs Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
Okay. And Google has a relationship with Meta. So what we would do, and we do this for all our clients, we would also promote Terra Nova through Facebook. Okay. What do we do on Facebook? We run ads, which are like the commercials that pop up on Facebook. You know?
Right.
I don't know if you've been on Facebook before, and then, you know, you're just scrolling through your friends, and then suddenly you get like an ad that pops up for like a welder or a plumber or a construction guy. Yeah. So same concept, Abir. When people are on their Facebook, Terra Nova is going to pop up on their feed. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Those are the ads that generate quite a bit of business. The other thing that's included with our service, Abir, is Apple. For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, you know, Siri, we also include that within our service. And then the last thing that's included is AI. Everyone is now using AI, the artificial intelligence, right? So that's also included within the service. Now, are you only covering the Inland Empire, Abir, or are you willing to go like to the LA and surrounding areas?
We are covering the entire Orange County and pretty much like major portions of LA too.
Okay,
like,
you
so
are.
For example, like we cover from LA like downtown towards east, like half of LA, and then we do the whole of Orange County. That's where our main business is, and then we do, you know, like you can say like 30 to 40 miles from Ontario towards east of wherever far it goes, like Riverside and San Bernardino County.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, because about, you know, 40 miles, we'll cover San Bernardino. I think it might even go into Riverside County, just so you know. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's actually good because Google allows us to do up to 50 miles from your location.
Ooh.
So that works out pretty good. And here, I do want to ask you a question, just very straightforward, Abir. I mean, I want to make sure that I'm respectful of your time. Are you in a position now where you're able to accept more clients? You know, if we start sending you business, are you able to accept it?
Yes, we are.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. And the only reason I'm asking that question is because obviously, you know, this is the first page of Google. We know what it generates. We want to make sure that we're working with someone that's able to accept the work. Now, are you doing this solo, Abir? Do you have a crew? How are you operating?
Oh, I have four people working for me. And
oh, okay. Okay, perfect. So it's not just you?
No, yeah.
Okay, okay. That's what I wanted to hear because, I mean, if it's just yourself, that was going to be a problem, right?
Yeah, it would be exhausting.
Yeah, so not only that, sometimes we get guys that, you know, they want to do construction and then we ask,
some
you know. Yeah, and they get a job that's a little too big, and it's like, oh, yeah, I can't do that one because I'm alone. So it's like, okay, that's not going to be a good fit. Okay, perfect. Now, the pictures of your work, where do you have those? Are you taking pictures of your work, Abir?
I'm taking pictures randomly. I don't have very nice pictures on me right now, but you know, we started taking some since we're advertising. I figured, like, you know, we need some good pictures that would attract people realistically, and then, you know, make them interested in us. So we're working on it. Hopefully, like, within a week or two, we'll have some good pictures to showcase and all that.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, perfect. That's another thing that I wanted to hear. Okay, bear with me here one quick second. I'll put a note on there. Okay.
Mario, I have to go, but if you could, it was really good speaking with you, because I get a lot of calls, you know, for regarding similar services. But here's where I am at.
Let me give you the pricing at least, so you know what you're looking at here. I'm pulling that up right now.
So that I have an idea, you know, we can,
so
even if we don't do it right now, we can definitely get back to it, because I'm a little bit overwhelmed.
No. It's okay, brother. It's okay. I mean, here's, I want to shoot you straight. I promise, brother, that I didn't come here to try to waste your time or tell you that, you know, one of the things I know other companies do is, promise this and promise that. We don't do that. The monthly pricing, there's no contract of beer, it's month to month.
Uh-huh.
It's $299 a month. That's it.
$299
a month. There's no contract. The only thing that you do pay the first month is a $99 setup fee. But that's only the first month. Every customer pays $99 to get set up with, the first page of Google when they qualify. But every single month is $299. So here with Google services, it does not matter how many calls you get, how many jobs you get. As long as you continue to pay that $299, you know, you continue to pop up as one of those top recommended options on the first page of Google.
Okay. Now, let me ask you real quick. So let's say I start paying this. And then I start looking my page at the first page of the Google search, right? How does this algorithm work? Like, when, for example, if someone 20 miles from my location does a search, structural engineer, do I pop up on the first page?
That is correct. Anyone that does a search within the radius that we put, which Google allows, which is up to 50 miles, not everyone wants to use the 50 miles because they don't want to go outside of their comfort zone. Some people just want to do 10, 20 miles. But let's say you tell me, hey, Mario, put me up to 30 miles. Then anyone that does a search within that range, you will come up as one of those top recommended options.
Got it. And how does this work? Like, what's your relationship with Google? Like,
that's a good question. We've been a premier channel partner to Google for over 20 years now, Abir. So the way that it works, there's only 40 companies, okay? There's 40 companies in the United States that have a premier partnership with Google, okay? Which means that our IT guys work directly with Google IT guys, because you're never, ever going to get a call from Google directly and say, hey, Abir, this is Google. Let me put you on the first page. Google only calls like Coca-Cola, Mercedes, BMW, the guys that have their accounts in the millions of dollars. They hire us to handle businesses on the lower end, right? Smaller end businesses. So that's how that works. You know, and I just sent over to you our license. You received it in a text message. It's a license that we get. It's our badge that we have with Google saying that we are a premier channel partner to them. Now, I'm going to shoot you straight, brother, right before, you know, so you can decide on what you want to do here. So the way that this works is that Google, obviously, one of the main thing that Google wants is that Google doesn't, they don't concentrate too much on who's on the first page. Google just doesn't want that spot to be left empty. Okay? That's why we get notified right away when that position becomes available.
Is that even a thing that, you know, the first page goes empty? Or, like, I mean, nobody is advertising on the
No. Here's the thing. We're not we're not told because of different, you know, restrictions or different legal guidelines that we're not notified by Google why somebody, you know, left that position. But most of the time it's whether a company was getting too many bad reviews, somebody didn't pay for their monthly dues. I mean, it can go many different reasons, Abir. I would be lying to you if I tell you I knew why. I don't know why, right? But when Google tells us, hey, I have this spot open in the Inland Empire for this category, we need to get that filled in. So our marketing department, our marketing team, that's where you spoke with Tara. She's from the marketing department. Yes. They start placing calls through the area, right? And that's what she tried to explain to you, that once we find a person that fills in that position, you know, we stop the calls, right? Because it's not like I can call your competitor and say, hey, a beer's only paying $300 a month. If you pay me $500, I'll take him off of there. It doesn't work that way. Yeah. Once you're there, you're there.
Okay.
So that's the difference of moving forward. Because, see, this is what happens, and I'll tell you this really quick, Abir. I get people that tell me all the time, hey, Mario, you know, I'm very interested. Of course, I want my company on there. I want to be one of those top options. But let me call you back because I'm busy right now, or, you know, let me think about it. And I want to say that 95% of the time, people who are serious, they always call me back. And 95% of the time, it's unfortunate for me that I have to tell them, look, I can still put you on Google because Google's never going to deny anyone, right? But I can no longer put you on the first page because it's already taken up. You know, so that's the difference, you know, that, you know, if you say, hey, Mario, let's get Terra Nova on there right now, I can do that because I have that availability. You know. And the good thing, here's the good thing, Abir, is that it's month to month. And the reason that Google services don't have contracts like other companies, it's very simple, Abir. When something works, that something truly is giving you an ROI, a return on investment, there's no need to tie down customers to a contract. The customers stay on their own. You know, we have clients, you know, 15, 20 years with no contract. You know, they, as long as you're getting an ROI, people are happy. I mean, I tell clients, and I'll tell you too, Abir, not only because you're on Google means that you're going to become a multimillionaire from one day to another. That's not the case either. You know, but keeping our customers busy is what our customers want. Hey man, as long as, you know, I get work, that's all I want. You know, and believe me, when our clients are paying $300-$400 a month, they don't mind that as long as they're, you know, getting the return on investment. You know.
I understand.
And I mean,
so let me ask you, you know, I understand the whole explanation you gave. Honestly, like when I answered the call, I wasn't planning to, you know, like spend any more money right now because we, we already kind of exhausted our funds for like, you can say like the first quarter of this year. And we just wanted to take it slow. Yes, we are able to like take more jobs, but you know, at the same time, like spending this money means like we have to actively, you know, pursue those projects too. Like, so I feel like right now may not be a very good time to, you know, like, start spending this much money.
This much money, are you referring to the $300 or what are you referring to?
$300 per month. Because we don't, I don't want to do like first month and then next month, you know, we are too busy and then, or, you know, we didn't get any jobs from Google. And then let's stop it. I just don't want to do that because, as you can tell, like, I'm very hands-on still, you know, like managing people and doing work and also answering calls.
Here's the thing, and again, I mean, whatever you decide to do, I mean, it's your company, Abir. You're going to decide what you feel that is best. But I can tell you this much. It's not where you're going to get overwhelmed with work, and it's not like, you know, you're going to be the only one on that first page that's not going to be busy, right? You're going to be able to pick and choose what jobs you want to do. That's the difference. Right now, customers are going to be looking for you, you know, opposed to like companies like Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, where you're chasing down clients. This is completely different, right?
Right.
You're gonna be chasing, you know, your clients are now gonna be looking for you. And here's the main thing that I tell customers, that a lot of customers just, you know, sometimes I don't say they don't get it. They just sometimes just a little hard to understand, is having that position taken by you as your company means so much more than $300 a month, because the ROI that you'll get coming up as one of those first options on Google within, you know, a 30, 40 mile radius, it pays for itself, Abir. I mean, there's no question there's no question about that whatsoever.
Right.
And it puts
let me just tell you frankly.
Okay.
As I said, like, you know, we just started advertising, like, I would say last month. And, honestly, we had a budget in mind and then we kind of exceeded it. So, we also, as I said, like, you know, we are planning to hire a couple more people, get a new office, and all that stuff is happening right now. So there's a good part and bad part. The bad part is I may not be able to sign up today, but how about I save your number, or you give me a direct number.
Mm-hmm.
You reach out to me like in a month or two. Cause I'll be honest, like, I kind of got tired of like a lot of calls that I got.
Okay.
But for some reason, you know, speaking with you felt like if I go for Google, then I want to know, like, you know, what are my options? So you explained it pretty well. Can you do that? Like,
yeah, I sent you the number. You can give me a call in about a month or so. I mean, I will be honest with you. I don't know, or I don't think that, you know, we'll have something open on the first page. Yeah,
yep.
I mean, the last time we did, I think it was a little over 6 months, if I'm looking at this paperwork right. So, but as long as we do, at any point, if we do have something available, I mean, we'll be more than happy to send it your way. But, you know, I mean, and that's fine. I mean, I understand what you're telling me, and, you know, everything that you're saying also makes sense. And, you know, we're not a company that's working only off of commission, brother. So it doesn't matter for us whether,
it's just,
you know,
like, you know, you can imagine like all the stuff that I'm going through. Just,
I can,
you know,
imagine,
like trying to build my business up, and, you know, that's just like too much to deal with. And, as I said, like we are able to handle, you know, several more jobs, but it's just not something that we are actively pursuing right now. But hopefully pretty soon, you know, we'll go for that. We'll just, whatever we spend the money on, my brother helped me set up some accounts, and, you know, so what we did may not have been the most efficient way of spending money and advertising. So we're going to, like, you know, take a month or two. And then hopefully soon, if we get a good hold of the online market and everything, we set up, you know, a couple of social media accounts too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are very much considering, you know, advertising on Google pretty soon. So, let me save your number. And then, when I'm ready, I'm not going to answer to random calls. I'm going to give you a call or send you a message and see, like, if you can help me out.
What you're telling me is what's holding you back today for moving forward is obviously, you know, you don't want to spend that much amount of money. And, you know, you want to do the Google, but you want to wait approximately another month to do Google.
Look,
let me ask you a question, brother. And again, I'll leave you with this, you know, and then, you know, based on this, that's fine. What do you do? If I'm able to ask, our director, as far as, you know, what we can do if, you know, that is, you're someone that is interested in Google. I mean, you're doing you want to do the marketing on social media, which we can do for you. It's already included. But you're right. To get started today would be $398. I can ask, you know, what's the best that we can do for us to get you on that first page, and see if that sounds, you know, a little bit more, interesting to you. If not, no harm, no foul. I mean, do you mind if I ask that question to our director?
I mean, what would that accomplish, like lowering the fees?
Yeah, sometimes we work with clients that are really interested in wanting to get on Google, but they're either struggling or their funds
right.
are very low.
Right.
I'm not saying that's your case. I'm not trying to insult you in any way.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I can ask my director to see what's the best that we can do, because obviously, I mean, I don't have that authority, but I can at least ask,
right.
and maybe if the pricing
uh-huh.
sounds okay, you know what, I can do that. Maybe we can do something. So let me at least ask that question and see what's the best that it's that I can offer you today.
Yeah, sure.
Because obviously, I mean, I know
yeah.
that we're not wasting each other's time here, because if, like you
yeah,
said,
yeah.
if it's not something that you were interested in, we would have been off the phone
right.
a long time ago.
Right, right, exactly. I wanted to hear the options, to be honest, and you
okay.
know, I'm not
right.
like saying, you know, like, I'm also not trying to waste your time.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that,
yeah.
man. You know what?
Yeah.
At least you're a straight shooter. Sometimes you get guys that just
yeah.
want to sit here and,
know.
You know.
Yeah,
and yeah,
they have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
yeah. Trust me, I'm doing like two things at the same time while I'm talking to you. You know,
okay.
I got a like 8:45 meeting I have to get to.
Okay.
So kind of
like,
in, you know.
I just sent
yeah,
this
I,
message. Give me 1 second, brother, to my director. Her name is Amy. And I advised what I told you. And I just seen that she read it. So just give me about 30
yeah.
seconds while she responds back to me.
Okay.
Do you live in Ontario as well, Abir, or do you just work there?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, no, I live up Ontario too. So, Rancho, you said you live in Rancho?
Right here on off of Milliken.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, but we're out of Orange County.
Where is this company located? Oh,
and,
Orange County, okay.
Yeah, Fountain Valley, to be specific.
Fountain Valley? Oh, okay. Yeah, I got projects in Fountain Valley. I'm building an ADU and doing a remodel. We somehow got a lot of traffic from Orange County, probably because our older clients were located in that area. Let's see. Okay, you texted Local Splash.
Local Splash is the name of the company, correct?
Uh-huh.
And then what
okay.
you're seeing there is our badge, which is our license that's issued by Google, and only direct channel partners have that. You cannot have that if
okay.
you're not a direct channel partner to Google.
Okay. So is this like the number that you texted me, 6225? Can I call this number like in future and ask for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to save this number with the company name and your name. And, you know, I would like to stay in touch and see, like, what my options are.
No worries. Okay, so I just got a response back. So this is what we're able to do if you're willing to move forward, Abir. I advised my director of what I told you. I just said that, you know, you wanted to make a decision, but there was a hardship involved.
Right.
So she advised that if we move forward with you today, we can waive the activation charge, which is a $99,
uh-huh.
and then we can do a monthly rate for you so you can get on that first page for $249. That's one hell of a deal, brother. Yes, $249, and that would be your monthly rate, so we will lock you into that. Okay.
Okay.
So you would be paying $249. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then, so I'll be paying for $249 a month. To continue to be on
the first page. That's correct. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind that if you stop paying that $249, then that's when we take you off of the first page. Because what you're paying for is the promotion
uh-huh.
for people to see you as one of those top options.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then, what about a duration? Is there any time duration of this commitment?
No, there's no duration because there's no contract, brother. It's month to month, right? So you have
uh-huh.
the option to say, hey, you know what? I don't want to be with you guys anymore. I mean, I don't think that's going to be the case because obviously as long as the service works, you're going to stick around like every other customer, you know, but you're not tied down to where we say, hey, you got to stay with us for 1 year or you got to stay with us for two years. Absolutely not.
Got it.
It's your discretion.
So, let me ask you a couple more questions. So if, if I, let's say if I'm not happy with the service or for some reason, you know, we don't want to continue, how do I cancel it or pause it or whatever?
You can cancel it by simply calling the number, the 877 number where I text you from and speaking to a live representative. The only thing that we ask, from our clients is to give Google a 3-month opportunity. There's no contract, but for you in order to see the maximum results that you can have being on the first page of Google, we ask for 3 months that you stay and see the services for 3 months because that's when you'll see the full potential of everything running and the flow being nice. But yeah,
so,
there's no contract.
If I do a Google search from a random computer, like let's say a friend's computer or friend's device, you know, like 10 miles from here, you're saying that I will see myself like on the first page?
Yeah, so as long as it's one of the keywords, brother, it has to be a keyword of what you do, right? So if it's something that you're providing to the public, then yes, you will pop up. I cannot see a lot of sometimes people, and what we encounter in the past that they put things that they don't do just so they can pop up as an option. Like they'll put, oh, I do painting or I do roofing. And then when the customers call them for that, they don't do that, but they want to put words on there so they can still pop up as first options. So as long as it's a service that you provide, you know, within the engineering, yes, you will pop up as one of those top recommended options. Why?
Okay,
because we will assign that first.
Sorry to interrupt you.
It's okay. No worries.
What's the option? I mean, how much do you would you charge me if I were to do like the social media too? Like, how much do you charge, like in general, or you could offer me?
I can offer to include the social media on there on that $249, brother.
Including social media?
That's correct. Yeah.
And how
the
does it work? Like,
the reason,
what do you do and what do I do?
Yeah. So, do you have a Facebook account for Terra Nova or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so we can
open one, you know.
Yeah. Our IT guys will help you with that as well to open one, right? So once we open it, we will manage it for you. Obviously, it's going to be yours, you know, but we will manage it for you. And then what we do is what Google refers as to retargeting. So let me tell you how that works. So when somebody goes on Google and they're looking for any of the services that you're doing, right, whether it's an ADU, whether it's an addition or whatever it is that you do, because we're going to list you under the keywords. Let's say a person goes on Google and they type that in, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say that person didn't call you right there and then, right? They were just looking on the Internet. They seen Terra Nova, but they didn't call you. That same person, when that person goes onto their Facebook, that's when they're going to see the ad pop up for Terra Nova. Does that make sense? Why? Because Google retargets that person when they go on social media.
Oh, wait. So you're saying somebody, let's say, did a Google search and, you know, based on their interest database that Google has, when they're not searching, actively searching Google, but like scrolling through social media and then, this will pop up.
That is absolutely correct. Isn't that amazing? Yes. So that's how.
Yeah. I mean, I see this every day. You know, if I just Google, like, you know, how to, screw a pipe and then the next moment I'm on, like, you know, Instagram, I see the ads.
You start seeing the ads for pipes. Same exact thing, brother. That's what Google calls retargeting. And it has worked amazingly with our clients when they get retargeted because that person that needed the pipe fix, They probably didn't do it there, but when they got a reminder on their social media, they're like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me click on this because I need my pipe fixed. So same concept. That same person is going to see Terra Nova pop up on social media.
Let me ask you, Mario, I really have to go. Is there any more discount you can give me? Can you bring it down to 200?
I'm going to be honest with you. If I did bring it down any less, they're going to, and I'm just going to be honest with you. If we did bring it down any lower, they're going to want to remove the social media, and it's not worth it, brother, for $50. I wouldn't want to do that for you because I've had customers, you know, maybe, you know, a couple of times ask for the same thing. Hey, can you do 200? And I've asked before. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. And the only condition they say is, we would do it, but we cannot do the social media because it's already in a very, very, very low pricing a beer. I promise you.
Okay. Can you hold on for a second? Let me.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
About it. Yeah. Hello, Mario.
Yeah, I'm still here, brother. No worries.
Yeah, so I just spoke with my brother. He helps me a lot, you know, with my day-to-day operation and everything. So, you know, one question we have is about the social media. So just tell me a little bit, like very short, how does it work? Let's say I or you open an account. Let's say I open an account today, right?
Okay.
And then, like, it's bare bone, nothing is in there. So what happens next?
So let's say we get this going today, right? We assign an appointment either later today, in the afternoon, and if I have an IT guy available, which I likely probably won't until tomorrow.
Okay.
And then the IT department will get a hold of you, and then they're gonna go over, it takes about 45 minutes to call, and they're gonna go over the content that they're gonna put on social media. They're gonna go over the ads that are gonna come up on social media. They're gonna help you step by step on doing that profile on social media. I'm gonna be honest with you, Abir. I'm not a technician. I'm not a part of the IT department. You know, so I don't know exactly how they do the things on the back end, but I know that they will definitely help you, you know, step by step on how to create that. So that's how that works.
And then once it's created, let's say it's launched and it's active, I'm getting ads and I can see myself there. And then how do I get help for managing it, like on a regular basis? So for example, like posting something.
Yeah, you don't need help managing it. We're gonna manage it for you, brother. So let's say you want, hey Mario, I got this new picture. Or I want a new time on there, or I want it to say this, or I wanted to say free quotes or whatever it is, right?
Nice.
There's two things that you can do. One, you can give us a call. The IT guys do it for you. Or secondly, you're going to have access to what is called a dashboard where you're going to be able to make the changes yourself if you wanted to do it yourself.
Okay. Got it. So I can do things from my dashboard, and then how prompt will your IT team will be? Like, can I get a hold of them, like, in a day's notice? And
you can get a hold of them within a hour's notice. We're very responsive with our clients. So let's say, I mean, you're still going to have contact with me, right? It's not like I lose contact with you after today.
Right.
You can send me a text message and say, hey, Mario, I need this to be done. If I can do it, I will call you when I'm not on the phone and say, hey, Abir, you know what? I already did that for you. If it's something that I cannot do, I send a message to the correct department and they take care of it for you.
Okay, got it. And social media accounts, as in we can do Facebook, Instagram, and
no, we
any limits or?
Google does not work directly with Instagram because the return on Instagram has not been successful like Facebook.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So what else? Like Facebook and what else? Is there any other
platform? So you would be on Facebook, okay? You would remember I told you we work with Apple because Apple's associated with Google. So you'll be listed on the Safari platform, right? For anyone that uses Safari to do searches.
Safari.
And then another thing that we involved is also the AI, the artificial intelligence. That's already included. Some customers.
Okay. What about the voice assistants like Siri and you know, Alexa?
Yeah, Siri and Alexa are included as well, brother. Yeah, that's already part of the service because Google works with these companies. But I'm going to be honest with you, Abir. Even though we work with, you know, Facebook, we do Alexa, we do Siri, we do Apple, none of those compare to the results that you'll get being on the first page. I mean, and you'll see that yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know,
they
don't compare.
It's
they're just
like, you know, we are kind of pushing our limits for, you know, as I said, like, I'm going to be pushing my budget to advertise. We already, like, passed it, like, way too much. But you know, it was my first time, and then I'm still learning, so I want to give it a try. Let me ask you one more question before we get to the next step and signing up.
Okay.
You said you were local here in Orange County, right?
Yes.
So
yeah.
So there is a company called AdIQ. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, I am. Yes, they're a marketing firm.
Right. So what do they do? And like, how different is it between what you guys do and they do?
So AdIQ marketing, right? So if you look at the listing for AdIQ marketing, okay, one of the things is that they are a partner to Google, and this is where the difference comes in. They're not a premier partner to Google. So there's a little difference because there's a lot of companies, Abir, that are partners with Google, which means that they can provide Google services by simply doing what you do, which is an organic listing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
When we say premier, it means that we have guys on the back end that work directly with Google agents, right? So let's say there's a hiccup on your account where, you know, the account needs verification or the account was frozen for any reason. Our guys can take care of it on the back end, right? No problem. There's other companies that are not direct channel partners with Google that are going to say, hey, Abir, this happened. We need to, you know, you need to give us a couple of weeks or, you know, a month to try to figure this out on what happened on the back end. So that's the liberty that you have when you work with the premier partner. Is I don't want to say that you're working directly with Google because that would be a lie, right? But because we have channels connected directly with Google on the back end, you know, anything that Google can do for you, we can do as well.
Okay. And then can they also offer to put a company on Google's first page, the AdIQ?
Yeah, absolutely they could. They have to do it the organic way though, right? I mean, they have to go about doing it organically, which is a little different, right? But yes, absolutely they can. I mean, the only thing that is going to take them a lot longer, but yes, they can.
Okay, got it. All right, brother, let's go. Let's do it. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Let's do the 249, and you said the setup fee is waived, right?
Yeah, well, I just sent a message to my director, told him that we're moving forward, so he has to take it off my screen because it's not showing right now. But how do you spell your first name, brother?
So does it have to be my legal name or it can be my middle name?
No. It has to be your legal name, brother. Unfortunately, I mean, we're not going to post this anywhere on Google. It's just for our records.
Right. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
Muqtasid, M-U-Q. T as in Tom, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam, I as in India, D as in Dog. Muqtasid.
Muqtasid, okay. And then your last name, brother.
Last name is Mahbub. M-A-H-B-U-B. B as in boy.
Okay, M-A-H-D-U-B. Okay.
M-A-H, yeah. No, B, both B's.
No D. Okay, I thought you said
no
D.
D.
Okay. No. I try to pronounce that. Mahbub?
Mahbub. Yeah, Mahbub.
Mahbub.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. What's a good email address for you, Abir?
info@terranova, T-E-R-R-A, NOVA-ENG.com.
Info at terranova-eng.com. Yep, that came in as a valid email. Okay, and then the 909 number, 907-3949, that's a good number where the clients can reach you at, brother?
Yes, let me ask you something, you know, just off topic. So this phone number situation, I've been using this number, like, you know, for all my work purpose. Would you recommend using a different number to get on bad calls?
I would. And that's why you beat me to the punch. I was just going to talk to you about that. I would say we can actually issue a tracking number, which will still connect it to your line, to the 909 number.
Mm-hmm.
But that way, you're not getting calls from everyone and everybody getting your phone number. Does that make sense?
Right.
So I will put a note in there for our IT guys, and they'll go over that with you.
So they can, like, reroute it, give, like, post a different number?
Absolutely. And reroute it to you.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, what address do you have registered to the business, brother?
2610
mm-hmm.
East Embry Lane, E-M-B-R-Y.
All right, and I have a zip code that came up for me. I want to make sure it's correct. 91762?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Now, on Google, Abir, it's going to show a time that you're open for business. Now, what time did you want it to show on there, brother?
Let's do 8. No, let's do 8 to 6.
8 a.m. to 6 a.m. Okay.
6
is this going to be
Saturday, Monday to Saturday?
Okay. Is this going to be Monday through Saturday? Okay. I was just going to ask you that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Monday through Saturday. Okay. Perfect. Bear with me here 1 second. And I'm going to put you down as English only. Sometimes we ask that question because some people speak Spanish. You know, but
so
I'll just put...
Let's see if this is English only.
Okay, perfect. 1 second. If you don't mind me asking, Abir, where are you from?
I'm from Bangladesh.
Oh, Bangladesh. Okay, okay.
How about you? You local?
Yeah, well, my name is Mario. You can imagine where I'm from.
I know.
Just like everyone in California, brother. We're all Mexican, you know.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, I like most of my, you know, peers, you know, like business associates are on the Mexican and Hispanic side. So, and I like it that way, to be honest. You know.
Perfect. Perfect.
There's
You know what? California, we have everything. Obviously, there's a lot more Mexicans only because the border is only like an hour and a half away from us here.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you been to Mexico, Abir, or never?
No, not yet.
Don't listen to a lot of the stuff people, that dangerous and all that. It's just...
I know.
You know what? I see a lot of things in India and TikTok. Different type of foods, man. I want to try so many foods out there.
For sure. I mean, I know all the places that are really authentic. Not all the places are, you know, offer actual Indian food experience. So let me know if you're...
I probably don't know that, you know, where I can find the authenticity, you know, but,
You can save my number and, you know, ask me anytime.
Oh, that's awesome, brother. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. All right. Bear with me here 1 quick second. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have to create a password for the account, brother. This is in case you ever call us or we call you. We have to make sure that we're speaking with only you for security reasons. So there's 3 questions. It's going to be, you can choose one of these, your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
Mother's maiden name. Fine.
Okay, mother's maiden name. Okay, go ahead and spell that for me, brother.
It's Sultana, S-U-L-T-A-N-A.
2 A's. A at the end?
Yes, T-A-N-A.
Oh, just 1 A?
Yeah, 1 A.
Oh, that name actually sounds Hispanic, Sultana.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. Sultana, okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. All righty. And then the company allows you two different ways to process the 249. You can do that either with a company card if you have one for Terra Nova, or you can use a personal debit or credit card. What did you want to use?
I think give you a company credit card.
Okay. Now, because we work with very secure system, the card has to say identically the same name or our system will not accept it, Abir. So does it say Terra Nova Engineering and Design LLC, or how is it abbreviated?
It says Terra Nova Engineering.
That's it. No LLC or nothing else?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Does it also have your name on there, brother?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And it's just exactly how you told me then. Muktasid Mabu. Okay.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
It's a Visa. All right. Bear with me one second. Okay. Visas start.
Can you make it on American Express?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Is it also Terra Nova Engineering?
Yeah, same.
Okay, hold on. Let me just go back and put that on here. Okay, go ahead, brother.
I'm getting a lot of calls. Okay, gotta hurry up. 3729.
Okay.
903684.
Okay.
61002.
Okay. Expiration date?
0131.
Okay. And then the CC code was going to be the four digits in front of the Amex.
Yes. It's 9523.
And the billing address is good for the 2610 East Denver Lane?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. Let me just, I probably just need you 5 more minutes and I'll get you off the phone, brother.
Okay.
Okay, and what time here? Let me just make sure that I have the timing for you tomorrow. What time is good for the IT department to call you tomorrow, brother? Before I say that, tomorrow is completely booked. I have Friday open from 7 a.m. all the way up until 3 p.m. I have Friday.
Let's do Friday 7. The earlier the better.
Okay, hold on. Let me put that in there. Friday 7 a.m. Okay. I'll send you an email as well confirming that appointment, okay? All right. Just give me about 5 minutes while I verify that everything that you provided and the card is correct, and then we can get things rolling here. All right. All right. All right, brother, just one second. Like I said, just give me about 4 or 5 minutes and I'll get you off the phone. Alrighty. I have to read our disclosure to you and then we're all set here, Abir.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this, Abir, is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, this is gonna be sent to you in writing with your invoice via email. As I'm going through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer anything for you. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance and also as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, Abir, can you please state the name of the business?
Terra Nova Engineering.
Okay. Terra Nova Engineering, I Have and Design, LLC. Did you wanted to say that or no?
Depends on where you're using it. Like, you know, that's the legal name, like with the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
But we usually go by Terra Nova Engineering and Engineering, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to have our IT guys remove the Design LLC then, just Terra Nova Engineering.
For like regular use?
Yeah, just for regular use, so it can show up, just so it can show that way up on Google.
Right. Let's do Terra Nova Engineering and Design.
And Design. Okay, perfect. Let me put that on. Give me one second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Muktasid Mabab. And I'm the sole owner and founder president.
Okay, perfect. So you are the authorized person to enter this agreement on behalf of Terra Nova Engineering and Design, correct?
Right, yes.
Wow, excuse me. And you are the authorized party on the billing information you provided, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Abir, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. As a result of increased visibility, keep in mind if you ever get a call from anyone else, you want to verify that it's us on the phone, we're always going to ask you for Sultana. Okay?
Okay.
That's the security question. Okay? So that's the way that you know that it's us on the phone. Okay?
Okay.
When you get a call tomorrow at Friday, 7 a.m., it's going to be from our IT guys, the operation department. They could ask you for pictures. They could ask you if you have, your LLC or any documents that can help the process. Make sure that anything that they ask you for, Abir, that you submit it within 7 days, right? Because, if we ask you for a document, it's because we need it so we can get, you know, the content and everything going. Sometimes people, they don't send in what we need, and sometimes that delays the process. So just, we ask that you're responsive within 7 days. Okay?
Sure.
Your initial payment term will be set up today. Today is March 25th. We did a very courtesy adjustment here for you. For $249, a non-refundable amount that's processed today, March 25th, and that's going to be your monthly amount, $249. Okay, I was able to do that for you. Okay.
Okay.
This is on a 3-month. Again, we asked for that 3-month verbal commitment. There's no contract attached to this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The payment will renew on April 25th, and the amount is going to stay $249 monthly on the recurring. Now, you do have the right to discontinue this at any time because it's not a contract, Abir. I don't think that you're going to want to have to do that, but it's my job to let you know that it's your right, okay? That you have the right to discontinue the agreement at any time by calling our customer service number. If you have a PIN, I'll give you that number.
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
It's 877-635-6225. Again, canceling the account within the first 90 days can result in a term fee, but to prevent the charges from the next month's service, we ask that you call us at least 3 days before the next billing cycle. Okay? Now, give me 1 second. You're going to get the confirmation to your email. I just need to, for you to let me know if you got this, and then we're going to wrap it up here.
Okay. Can you read the number again, please?
Yes, 877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And then do you have a direct number, Arya, that I can reach out to?
Yes, it's that same number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's that same number, but let me give you my personal extension, brother.
Okay.
1128. 1128.
1 month too late. Okay, got it.
Okay, that's my personal extension. So you call that number, just make sure you ask for 1128. Okay?
Okay.
All right, look at your emails now, brother. You already got some emails. I need you to open the one that says, oh, wait, it's still processing. Give it about maybe 10 seconds here, and it should go through.
Okay. I really got to go, brother, if we can. Oh, yeah, came in.
Okay. Yeah, just let's just, this will take 2 minutes, and I'll get you off the phone because this is what gives us permission to call you. You want to open the one that says local splash initial invoice. Open that one up. And it's going to say, hello, Muqtasid, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then what you're looking for is, please click here to accept terms.
Okay.
Okay, click on that, and then you're going to see your phone number, brother, 909-907. Okay, right underneath that, there's three sentences. It says, I agree to receive SMS messages that you allow us to text you when we need to. So you click on the box to the left. You're certified that you're the authorized holder of the credit card and the information is correct. You click on there.
Yes.
And that you're aware that the payment is done automatically on the 25th of next month unless it's stopped by you. Okay. So you click on those three boxes and then right underneath that, it's going to say click and type your name. So you see your name, Muqtasid Maqbood. You have to type it exactly how it is here, capital M's on both.
Yeah.
And then hit confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, please.
I did.
If you did it correctly, it's going to send you to another page where it's going to ask you for a username and password.
Yes. It took
okay.
It
perfect. So you did it correctly, brother. I won't keep you any longer because I know you have to go. On Friday, our IT guy is going to go over everything with you. He's going to give you access to everything. And then just make sure that at 7 a.m. Friday, brother, you pick up the call.
Okay. All right. And then that's when I'll get the username and password?
Yeah, that's when you're going to get everything from our IT department.
Okay.
They'll give you all the information.
Okay.
And then they're going to start, you know, with the website. They're going to start with the Facebook. Normally that takes about 7 to 14 days, to get going.
Right.
And then a couple of, weeks after that to get the verification done with Google. But again, just make sure that Friday you don't miss the phone call, brother.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Abir, thank you so much for the opportunity, brother. I don't think you're going to regret
this one,
man. We'll be in touch. We'll call you on Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good, man.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.